guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for SOAS by SOAS. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And Happy New Year! Yes, it's 2024! Wow. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. We're here. We made it.
We're in the future.
Well, right? our guest is truly in the future.
He really is.
We decided to kick off the new year with a guest because we haven't had one in about 4 months, and mm-hmm. we just decided that we missed her, and she's a guest that we've had on before, so you probably know the name, but this is Megan with So & Tell Australia. Hi, Megan.
Hi. Hi, buddy. Happy New Year. Whoop, whoop.
It's like day two into the new year for her because she's like,
yeah, exactly.
Really, truly in the future compared to Ashley and I. But we're so grateful to get to have you back on because, girl, you have been busy. You have been so busy.
Yeah. I've had a few things on, but yes.
You have not slept during 2023, and it shows because you have done some killer things, and that's why we wanted to bring you back on to talk to you about it, because I know our listeners are going to be super pumped about hearing, obviously, what you've done, but what you have to offer them as well. And helping support their sewing journey. So, I mean, let's just start off with what's new? What's new?
What's new?
The loaded question.
Well, yeah, 2023 definitely was an epic year for Sew & Tell Australia. Mm-hmm. And something I'm really proud of, you know, like it's been a lot, and I've pushed myself a lot in 2023. And something I think particularly women do is not celebrate themselves hard enough. So if I do step back and have a look at like what I've achieved in 2023, I am pretty proud of what I've
You should thought. Be proud. I mean, Ashley and I are proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like we want to celebrate you. That's why you're here. So just know, like, there's a lot of people that have been watching, us included. And I mean, I'm in awe of what you've accomplished and really proud of you. And all while being a mom and having littles and having some health things that you've been working through with your asthma and other things. And I mean, it's not been, I mean, every year has ups and downs, right? But you've not let those downs slow you down. Like,
no.
Not even at all. Yeah.
She's like literally doing her work from the hospital room.
I know.
I think part of it is because I find such joy in sewing and creating. Like, it's my.
It doesn't feel like work.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't feel like work. And it's really, you know, it doesn't feel hard to step into my office and create. It's like, mm-hmm. if there's chaos going on outside my door with the children, I can just be like, into my office.
Retreat. Abort.
Like, I've got my daughter home today, school's finished, so you know, I'm just like, please go and do anything other than come into the room while I'm on my podcast. It's definitely been something that's helped pull me through the year is having this, and I'm a very focused person, so but only on certain things, like, you know, if it's something I'm passionate about, then really quite focused. And I don't know if you know much about human design, but I'm a manifesting generator in human design, which means that I'm really good at like starting things, but I'm also not so good at closing them off. So, that's where I've, you know, worked really hard on making sure I close those loops, or have employed people to help me close those loops. So please don't think I do it all on my own. I do have a virtual assistant that I've hired this year. Mm-hmm. I've started outsourcing some of my editing because that was a real time drain as well.
Yes.
And I have a business coach who helps me as well. So that's it's awesome. Definitely something that I've had people, you know, push me along the way. And both you girls have been really supportive. So it's really been a journey of lots of people. And same with my children. Like, they're, one of them's in school, so I get during the day is school time, and my son is in daycare 4 days a week as well. So it's definitely not something I'm trying to do with them constantly underfoot or anything. So
yeah, that would make it a lot more challenging. So, I mean, some of the things that you're saying is like, you're surrounding yourself with you're recognizing the areas that you struggle with and surrounding yourself with things or people that are going to help balance that, like you said, to see things through. So, you know, our last podcast to wrap up 2023 was all about setting sewing goals. And we did this podcast. It was our first podcast of 2023 last year. And we got so much positive feedback from that episode about someone messaged and said, I never thought to set goals for my hobby. You know, and that made them think about their hobby differently, not necessarily in a business stance, but more of like I really do want to learn something new, but if I don't like set a goal to do it, it probably won't happen. Or I really do want to make, you know, this type of garment or whatever, this type of quilt or whatever it is. But if they don't really like write it down and set out goals and seek the knowledge and training that they need to get to there, it's not going to happen. So do you feel like setting goals, did you set goals at the beginning of 2023 to get you to where you are now? And have you done so already for the new year as well?
Yes and no. I usually have sort of a rough idea about where I want to get to. And I think it's a good idea to sort of reverse engineer your goals as well. Like have a big goal at the end and then what are the steps you need to take?
Absolutely.
Because as particularly primary caregivers, as mums again, you know, we're very time poor. There's just so many things that come into every day. So it's easy to get distracted and I get distracted as well. So I do have sort of goals around the business, but then I have personal goals as well, just around sewing, you know, like, yes, I teach people to sew, but I don't know everything. But part of having someone tell Australia is that I get to learn all these cool things and I get to learn them and do them well so that then I can break it down and make it easier for other sewers to learn without having to go and do all the things that I've had to do. So that's something that I'm really sort of passionate about as well, as I understand that we're all time poor. So if I can go and learn a skill and then kind of break it down and make it easier for someone to come and learn quickly, then that's, I've achieved that, or that I'm there to help them, you know, because I know a lot of us learn things through YouTube, which is great. You know, Ash is a YouTuber. I'm a YouTuber. You create things for Singer. But I think sometimes there's that gap between learning and having someone to answer questions. So that's where I kind of have my So and Tell Australia as well, is there's that extra level of support that people can join my community and then I'm there to answer the questions that, you know, they've just watched a YouTube video and they're like, oh, I just really don't understand that. Well, then they can come and ask me and I can break it down further for them. So I think it's, that's what I like about it.
Yeah. I love that you're finding a way to build a community beyond your, like, past your YouTube. Because you're very right. Like, YouTube videos are great resources for information, but there's not a real sense of community on that platform. Like, there are other social platforms, but they're not built for like full-length video tutorials either. So how are you building that bridge or that to fill that gap between the education and the community? What resources or what avenues are you using to do that?
So one of the things, well, I've got two things now. I've still got my community, the Sewing Corner, which is my online sewing community. So every month we have a guest expert on. We usually have some kind of sponsor for the month, not always. But then I've now started doing it. Previously used to be that I'd pre-record a tutorial for them to watch, but I now do a live sew along with them, which I'm finding it's more community based, and also it gives them the chance to ask on the spot, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, can you repeat steps? So I'm getting some good feedback on the live sew alongs. So I try to do at least one public live sew along a month. It hasn't been much lately, but then I also will have the private live sew along, which is more intimate and gives them a chance to ask a lot more questions. And then I also do like a mini skill builder. So, you know, one month I did twin needling, I've done, you know, how to do a burrito, tweet sharing, like all sorts of that stuff. And then there's an online Facebook community as well that they can jump in, and we have different things like what did you make on the weekend? Like, how's everyone going?
It's like the adult show and tell, right? It's like, look what I've made, or hey, can you help me with this? Or, and it's like builds that community, not just with you, but with other people also investing in their sewing journey, because they're meeting each other at the same place.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it special.
Like, I love seeing when they talk to each other, you know, mm-hmm. like it's obviously we have big sewing groups that everyone shares things in as well, but this is just that little bit more intimate. And I love, you know, they'll be like, oh, I saw you working on that last week, or this is what, this is where I'm up to this week. And it's just really nice to see that community build, or, you know, I'm making this for my mm-hmm. grandson, and then the next week, oh, how did your grandson like it? You know, like it's really nice mm-hmm. to see that kind of community being built. And then the other avenue I have is now my new course, the Knit Confidence course, which is
So let's dive into that, because that's the new thing that you have created, and I definitely want to kind of understand what all is entailed and who is it geared for.
So Knit Confidence is the course that I launched in 2023. It nearly killed me, but.
But you did it.
I did. So I had this idea probably at the start of September about helping people learn to sew with stretch fabrics, because I really felt that, you know, when I look at a lot of the questions that happen in those sewing groups, it's, you know, like, what stitch should I use to sew with stretch fabric? Or I've tried mm-hmm. to sew this t-shirt and the neck band's wavy, or like there's just people seem to be quite afraid of sewing with knit fabric, which blows my mind, because it's honestly the easiest fabric to sew with in the world.
I would think that cotton would be like the easiest.
Mm-mm.
Knit sewing is so forgiving. You know, you don't have to do a full bust adjustment because you've got mm-hmm. big boobs. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm with Megan on this, and Ashley and I have always had different points of views on this. First of all, I'm really comfortable with my serger, and I think being comfortable with a serger makes sewing knits way, way less intimidating. But I tend to wear more knits even when I was before I was making my own clothes. So that's why I was drawn to making that, because I knew that that's what I was going to want to wear, that material. I also don't love ironing finished garments. So anytime I've made anything woven, I wear it, and then I'm like, well, that's going to get washed and I'll never wear it again, because I'm not ironing that. I need it to be able to come out of the hamper and be ready to go. Okay.
Agreed.
So this is a course that someone can purchase.
Yes.
Is it a monthly subscription, or how does that work?
No. So the course itself is, the base course is 4 modules.
Okay.
And you can purchase the bonus module as well to make it 5. But it's 4 modules, and it's designed to take you from like beginner, if you know nothing about knits, to just being able to really get comfortable with sewing with knits and start to create some really beautiful garments. Mm-hmm. So it's broken down into the 4 modules. The first module is called Foundations of Knit Fabric, and that's where we really like just look at the difference between knit and woven. We talk about like stretch and recovery, so just the differences between stretch and recovery. Mm-hmm. I go through the types of different knit fabrics and their names. So I think I go through about 25 different types of knit fabrics, like showing them on screen, doing a close-up mm-hmm. of them, you know, what they look like. Because there's just so many different types of knit mm-hmm. fabrics. There's lycra. And then within cotton lycra, it can be called cotton lycra. It can be called cotton spandex. It can be called cotton jersey. It mm-hmm. can be called cotton elastane. And actually, all those are the same. It's just they're called different names. So elastane is like the generic name, and then spandex is commonly used in America and the Western world, I guess. elastane is more common in Europe and Jersey, and then Lycra is a brand name. So it's all the same stretchy synthetic fiber. It's just called different things. So Lycra in itself is a copyrighted brand name, and it is generally means it's a very high quality elastane. Because when you think about it, you get different types of different qualities of elastane as well. You can go to cheap shops and, you know, pull a stretchy garment apart, and you can almost see the fibers of elastane break before your eyes because it's just a low quality.
Yeah, so, those do not recover.
No.
It's the ones that, like, leave those dimples from your hanger and your shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just, like, the cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ever since I started making my own clothes, I'm like, you know, I never get those anymore. That's not ready to wear store-bought clothes. That's why it's, like, nice fabric. And nice fabric doesn't have to cost a fortune. But it's all about knowing what you're looking for. So I love that you're starting out with, like, the education.
Yeah.
Of fabrics and knits, because again, I'm super comfortable sewing knits and I'm very familiar with knit fabrics, but sometimes I get a little overwhelmed with all the options on the woven side. So no matter which way you look at it, there's a lot to learn. And honestly, taking some time to, like, go through your course and then go to the store and touch and feel all of it.
That's a big part of it. The other thing is it's about helping people buy online because not everybody has the luxury of having a local fabric store. So, you know, I also go through what to consider when choosing knit fabric for a pattern. We look at drape and, you know, fabric weight and composition, because another thing I think a lot of people get confused about is how can a fabric have 95% cotton, 5% lycra, or 5% elastane, but behave so differently. You know, you'll look, and that's a very common composition is 95 cotton, 5 elastane, but they can look different, feel different, act different. So it's about learning the differences between those things and how to identify that. So when you do start to buy fabrics online, you can be more confident with what you're going to get. And I've got practical exercises where you go and check your fabrics and have little cheat sheets and write things down. So it's really quite comprehensive, and that's only module one. So module two, we then go to look at sewing or preparing to sew with knit fabrics. So I go through some essential tools, like, you know, different what needles to use, other things that are going to help you walking foot or even feed foot. We look at all the different types of stitches. So I don't just focus on a serger in this. This is for anyone that wants to sew with knits. I go through some common stretch stitches on a domestic as well, and how to get the best results with your domestic. And that's whether you've got a computerized, semi-computerized, or a mechanical. I really look at, you know, what is going to be the best stitch for you. And again, a lot of it is just doing those little practices and having someone to sort of look at, you know, a guide to look at. And then I also sort of loosely go over choosing your size and how to cut your patterns, because I know a lot of people have trouble with sizing themselves. So, and it is a little bit different with knits, because wovens, you do have to be that little bit more precise, whereas with knit fabrics, you can be a little bit more loose,
flexible.
But, you know, that's a module we go over as well. And then module three is when we actually get to start to sew with knit fabrics. So as you see, like, we've got quite a good base of how to sort of get the best thing. And then in module three, that's when we start to do some sewing. So I go through using the stitches, just some tips on how to sew successfully. I go over sort of the three most difficult areas, I guess, which is neckband, waistbands, and cuffs.
It's funny you say that, because Ashley and I we'll video chat sometimes while we're both in the sewing room. I was cutting fabric out, she was sewing, and she's like, these dang cuffs. We're about to so I mean I share that not to call Ashley out. We all no matter how much we've sewn, and we all run into times where we're like, oh, this is just it's challenging, but well, it's still rewarding.
The fabric that I was using was a French terry, and it was more of a two-way. There was barely any stretch the other way. And I just, like, I had to, like, seriously pull as hard as I could to make it fit the inside of the armhole. And I'm just like,
God. Yeah, that's annoying.
Thankfully, I only left like one little pinch, but I'm like, come on, give me some more stretch. It's nice fabric. Actually,
I was sewing something the other day. It was a woven. I can't remember what I was doing. It might have been, I think it was my husband's shorts, actually. I finally made my husband a pair of shorts. Anyway, I was sharing it in my stories, and I said how I had to unpick something. And someone DM'd me, and they're like, oh, it's nice to know that, you know, even the professionals have to unpick things. And I'm like, oh my God, I unpick things all the time. Like,
all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you ever get to a point where you don't unpick things.
No.
You should have seen what I did today. It was ridiculous. I went to put the Winnie pants together, and I put them right sides together. And when I went to look at them, I was like, oh my God, I did it wrong. And I unpicked it all. And then after, I was like, wait a minute, I actually did it right. So I unpicked for no reason at all. Just because I got confused because of the pin tuck. For a second there, I was like, oh, wait, I did it the wrong. No.
No.
I've done that three times. Like, I've sewn it, gone, oh, no, it's wrong, unpicked it and sewn it again, and then go, actually, no, that's wrong, sewn it again, and then gone, no, hang on. Like, yeah, it was a very late. Zips after 10 p.m. rule, and it's a really good rule to have, because if you ever try to attempt a zip after 10 p.m., it never works.
We have that.
I actually used my seam ripper a lot today because I was sewing, it wasn't a garment, it was a jelly roll rug, and it was, you know, it's just zigzagging this thick rope together, and you have to stop every so often to press it. And I was just trying to like power through and do more than I should have at a time. Just to finish it, because it's, you know, trying to get it done.
You've done them before, so it's like
done them a ton of
like a, you know,
walk in the. I have a YouTube tutorial on these. It should be a walk in the park. So I got it done. I the first section I pressed. It looks great. I started sewing the next section, and I shouldn't have done as much as I did. And I stopped, and I went to press it, and it was just like, ooh, like super wavy. And I was like, well, that's not going to press nice. And so I took my seam ripper and probably ripped 6 yards of this rope off this rug back down to where I had started and had to start out. But what sucks is like, it's easy to seam rip because it's just zigzags between ropes. So it comes off pretty easily, but it's all the little pieces of thread.
Yes.
You have to pick it all out before you start sewing it back together, because it's gonna show.
Yeah.
And my floor was covered in it. I was covered in it. I'm sitting in a work meeting picking this stuff out, and I tried lint roller. That wasn't strong enough. I do not.
So this is a seam ripper, and it's got like a little rubberized thing at the top, and you just like go along the stitches and it pulls them out.
Really?
You still gotta pick them up.
Yeah, you gotta
pick them up. I had to get the vacuum out.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. Yeah, that probably would have been helpful. I tried tape. I tried whatever I could, but when you seam rip, it's just a little zigzag. So it's just these tiny little fibers that are just. So even all of us, even those who have sewn the same thing 1,000 times, we still end up seam ripping. But I find that when I was at where I am now in my sewing journey, I'm more willing to stop and seam rip and make it better than I used to be. Like now I'm a lot harder on myself and a lot pickier about how things look than I used to be.
Right. Yeah.
Even if it's something I'm not ever going to share on the internet. Because I expect better from myself.
Like, I'm a bit of a fast and dirty sewer. That's what I love about knits. But I agree. I do, you know, like, I always will top stitch my neck bands down now, because it's so much nicer.
Okay.
And that's also
one of the things I go through in my course. We go through hems, twin needling, and top stitching. And I go through using a twin needle and a cover stitch. So I show both.
Yes.
So you can sort of see how to get both. And I also show how to sew elastic. You know, not a lot of people show how to sew elastic. So we go through sewing elastic into the garments. And then the last module of the base is troubleshooting. So I talk about why and how to avoid skip stitches, what to do if you get distorted or stretched seams, and popped and stitched seams as well. So mm-hmm. it's really a very comprehensive course.
I love it.
And I just really have loved putting it together, as much as it was very stressful, because I did do it in a pre-sale model. So when I pitched the course to my community, I said, you know, I haven't made this content yet, but I will release a module each week and you will get to sort of, they got it at a cheaper price so that they could help me build the course in terms of give me feedback, what didn't work, what worked, that sort of thing.
What information am I forgetting or missing? Because sometimes as people who have been doing it for a long time, it's easy to forget things and, or take knowledge that you've had for so long for granted. You just are like, well, that's just, everybody knows that. Or you just don't even think to call attention to some of the basics when you've been doing it for so long. So it just shows how thorough you were to be able to include your community in the conversation to make sure that you were being very inclusive in your content for this course.
And like, I forgot about fabric weight. I forgot to explain what fabric weight was. So, you know,
like the GSM or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I don't understand that completely. Well, I really don't.
It's to do with, the grams per square meter. So
yeah.
Grams? There's a whole calculation to work it out.
Is that the same as like when they say in ounces as well? Is it like,
yes. Or, ounces per yard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it must be ounces per yard.
Most, like, I've heard some people say, like, oh, this is the weight of the fabric or whatever, and I'm just like, I just want to know, is this French terry thin or, like, sweatshirt? Yeah. Like, I need those descriptive.
But I don't even, well, the thing is that, like, I just need you to be like, okay, so if it's, you know, 6 ounces, that would be equivalent to a heavy hoodie. I don't know. Just say something else.
Yeah. I need a comparative that I can relate to.
Yeah.
Because it's also like, are these fluid ounces? I'm just kidding. Like, yeah. Like, am I baking over here? Like, I don't know. Like,
I know.
Granular.
Yeah. No. So for me, it's a little confusing when they talk like that. But again, I will say I purchase most of my fabrics online.
Me too.
And I will say if a fabric company online does not have at least 3 different types of photos of the fabric, I'm not going to purchase from them, because I want to see it being held up in from different angles, close up at like, because then I can tell the color better. I can tell the weave better. I can tell the thickness of it better, the drape of it better. Like, I don't want just a flat photo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for the fabric companies out there listening, the more images you have, or even a video of it,
ooh,
it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
But that's something that I do try to iterate in the course as well, is to become more just from the descriptions. Of the people that went through, so I had 51 people come through the course.
That's awesome.
So I had 51 people sign up for the pre-sale, and I probably had about 20 actively sort of going through the course and sort of keeping up with the content, and watching them go from quite hesitant to so confident was honestly the best moment for me, like watching them just grow in their confidence, which is why originally I called it Knit Basics 101. But when I went to launch it to the public, I was like, you know what? I think Knit Confidence is better, because Knit Basics makes it sound really basic, but it is such a comprehensive course.
Yeah.
And just the confidence that they got was incredible. I had people say, you know, I've been sewing for 50 years and I didn't know some of these things, or I felt that I was really confident with knit sewing, but I've learnt so much again.
I'm sure I could learn a lot, and I feel very confident in my knit sewing. But like I just mentioned, I don't understand the weight of knit fabrics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, so part of it is it's a one-time fee, but you do get to come into the Facebook group. So I have a Facebook community And it is 3 months of Facebook, well, 3 months of support. So mm-hmm. I do the Facebook community is you can ask questions anytime, but within the Knit Confidence, I also have 2 live calls a month so they can come on and ask me questions. Fun. Yeah. So, and that, so that the course gives you 3 months of that. And then if you want to stay in my community and continue to sort of learn and grow, that's when you would go across to the Sewing Corner to continue mm-hmm. your journey there. So
yeah.
I don't leave you hanging. Like part of it was I really didn't want people to just buy this course and kind of be left to their own devices. If you want to do that, great, because it is very comprehensive and I think there's a lot of questions or a lot of answers in the course. But, you know, if they did want to ask more questions, I wanted to be available for mm-hmm. that. Because
that's
think,
the yeah, value like, added right there.
Yeah,
just to know that, like, you know, yeah, it's pre-recorded content, but you're meeting them whenever they start it and wherever they're at.
Yes.
So
yeah.
at any point in the journey. So that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. I mean,
thank you.
There's a lot of courses that I've probably purchased over the years that I've never even really started because it was like, well, there's no accountability or there's
right.
on the other end of this to
yeah.
ask questions. So it's
yeah, like Skillshare, those types
yeah.
of platforms. Like it's hard to follow through with those types of things.
Yeah, because, you know, and that's what I like about the community too. Like, again, within that community, mm-hmm. I ask questions. I think it's twice a week. We go in there and say, you know, what are you working on this week? Or do you have any questions? Mm-hmm. And if you're not on Facebook, that's fine. You can just email me and all the live calls are hosted on Zoom. So you don't have to have a Facebook account to be involved. That's just more sort of the group community side of things, which I think is pretty common these days anyway, to kind of have like a group community on Facebook.
Yeah.
I did look at having something else like a Discord or what was the other one? Slack. But Facebook, kind of everyone's on there. Like it is a really
yeah.
common thing. So that's kind of what I went with really. And like you said, it's people can meet themselves where they're at. So as soon as they purchase the course, they get access to everything. They can binge watch it if they want, or they can just go to a specific section. You know, and again, because they've got, I'm hesitant to say lifetime access, but they've got access for as long as the course runs, which, you know, I'm not planning on stopping it anytime soon. They can go back in a year and go, oh, how do I twin needle again? Like, what were the settings?
Mm-hmm,
and they don't have to fuck around trying to find the right video on YouTube. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that's the other thing when we're time poor, we're looking for something. How many videos do you have to go through before you find the one with the answer that you want? Or it's explained.
Yeah.
Or it's like wrong and you take it as if it's right because not everybody on the internet knows the truth.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, I'm learning all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, but that person doesn't know anything.
And if I found a better way to do it, I would re-film the content and upload it so that everyone could see it. Like, you know,
yeah.
they will get access to any future release, like any updates of it, and they wouldn't need to purchase it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and like I've got a bonus module that they're able to purchase, which goes through some sort of more advanced techniques, which is like, how to sew buttons in knit fabrics, how to sew zips in knit fabrics, how to sew
awesome.
Knit binding, you know, and how to sew a V-neck band.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that one bonus content right there is like where you go from sewing basic knit patterns to like the knit patterns you really want to sew, right?
Yeah.
The ones
right.
that have like those elements, because we all don't want to just wear a knit t-shirt. Oversized tee every day. Like we want something with a V-neck, we want something with a zipper, we want something with style and difference, and you know, and that's great that you add that in there as like a when you're ready,
yeah.
it's here for you.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't feel like they have to get to that point with the initial course if they're not ready. So
and I think also if people attempt those things and it fails horribly, like it did for me the first time I tried to sew a zip in knit fabric, they can go, oh, hang on, no, that's an advanced technique. Okay, I understand why it was an issue for me, you know, like it was.
Yeah.
By the way, my number one tip is get double-sided tape.
Seam tape. I preach. I swear by it. I swear by seam tape. I use it all the time. And not just for knits. Like, I was sewing that woven silky fabric for my ball gown that I wore to convention. And that was the only way I could hem that skirt.
Yeah.
Or it truly, or if you like, you need to put in a zipper, even mm-hmm. to like a bag, and you're yep. new to zippers, like seam tape. It's a temporary hold. And it's amazing. I have so much of that stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And I personally love the water soluble because it will wash away when you wash the garment. And so it won't have this like stiff edge anymore. It'll wash away. And then, mm-hmm. but then you're not going to get a ripple in your hem or anything. Like it's so worth Preach. It. Preach. I got, seriously, seam tape. It's the VIP around here.
It is the MVP.
Sorry, it's the VIP too. It's the top dog. It's my favorite tool. I probably have some within arm's reach
most
right now.
Valuable product.
Most MVN. Most valuable notion.
Yeah. You should do a podcast about all the MVN.
The superlatives of the sewing notions. We could have like that might be fun. I love that idea. The silly senior superlatives that you get in high school.
Yeah.
And have it for things in your sewing room.
Yep.
Or so, even the types of sewist.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We might have to get our listeners in on that to vote. That might be a fun one. I like that.
That's my type.
You're what?
Quick and dirty.
Quick and dirty.
I know.
That's episode 69, so you know.
It is. This is how we're starting off the new year. Quick and dirty.
That is my course in a nutshell.
I love it, though. Okay, so question. How does someone, now that they've heard about your course and they're like, sign me up. How do they sign up for your course? Where do they start?
They can go to my website, sewandtellaustralia.com.au, and there is a tab at the top called Knit Confidence Course. So all the details are on there. I have it both in AUD and USD. So you can do a one-up payment or you can split it into two. So the one-time payment is $187 USD or $287 AUD. Or the split payment is $93.50 USD and it's split over 2 months. So you pay the $93.50 one month and then you pay another $93.50 the next month, or it works out to be $143.50 Australian.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And we have that linked in our description of this podcast and on our YouTube channel and on our website and our blog post and on our social media. So, I mean, if you need to find this and you can't remember which website to go to, well, you guys know how to find us, Social Hour Podcast, if I can talk today. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to find it all there, too. First of all, a lot of people got a sewing machine for the first time over the holidays. Mm-hmm. So what better way?
Or a serger.
Or you a serger for the first time. You know, I know a lot of people, actually, I have several friends who just got their first serger / cover stitch. They got a machine that can do, it's a five thread. It's a combo. And because they already had a serger, but they wanted to get a cover stitch because they wanted to elevate from just a twin needle cover stitch to like, or top stitching to actual cover stitch. Mm-hmm. And so that's the name of the game though, right? You start with just the sewing machine and then you get the serger and then you're like, do I get a cover stitch? And so, you know, I feel like for wherever you're at in your knit sewing journey, whether you're just starting out with a sewing machine and you got one because you wanted to sew clothes, or you're just upgrading to a new machine and you want to get back into learning more advanced skills, sounds like this course is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I really tried to make it accessible for everybody. So it's not just how to sew knits on a serger. It really is
will
give you the confidence to sew with a domestic machine as well. However, I will say sewing with a serger is so much easier.
Yeah.
Like every time I was filming content with the domestic, I'd like, and it would be really slow. Like it would take me time or something. I'd be like, and this is a domestic machine. This is how we do it. And then I go across to my serger and I'd be like, now we're going to do the serger. Zoom, done.
There's just something so satisfying about it, trimming the edge as it's finishing the stitch. Mm-hmm. It's just, It's just delicious.
I don't. I did not sew any knit garments because I was like, I don't have a serger. I'm not even going to try it because I just I don't want to do it. And so then I went and bought one.
But I never looked back. Really beautiful results and professional looking results on a domestic. Yeah. You don't need to have a serger to do it. And I hope that's what I demonstrated. Like, I actually put on my stories three garments that I made on my domestic. And I had a poll. Was this made with a serger or a domestic?
Mm.
And it was really interesting. A lot of people thought the garments were made on a serger when they were all made on a domestic.
Mm.
Because I
love that you're focusing on educating how to do it with just a domestic sewing machine, because there's not a lot of content out there on sewing knits with a serger. Most videos or tutorials are on a serger, because once you go there, I mean, you understand why, but not everybody is going to have a serger when they get started. And most people, honestly, most people don't need a serger until they've been using a domestic sewing machine for quite some time. I truly believe that it's an investment, but it's also like a different beast of a machine. And if you don't fully understand how just a regular sewing machine works and how to troubleshoot that, then you're not quite ready for a serger. And that's my personal opinion, because I've had people get a serger way too soon into their sewing journey. And then it actually can push them backwards into their momentum.
Well, they get frustrated.
They get overwhelmed. They get frustrated. They're breaking things. Then they're scared of their own machine and I'm like, okay, we need to set that aside, because there's nothing that on that machine that you couldn't accomplish through your domestic sewing machine. So let's master that first.
Right.
And once we get confident with that and we learn the proper tips and tricks and techniques and the right needles and the right stitches and the right threads and the right settings for sewing knits on your sewing machine, then when you go to learn a serger, you'll just appreciate it so much more, and you'll actually be more equipped to thread it and understand all the ins and outs of how it works. Because you understand how a regular sewing machine works. So it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So don't feel like you have to, be getting a serger tomorrow when you got your sewing machine yesterday.
Yes.
Pace yourself. You'll get there, I promise. So Megan, now that we've talked about your course and all that you've been building in 2023, and we're kicking off the new year, so this is perfect timing for our listeners, like I said, who are diving into sewing and setting their sewing goals for this year. So what better way to set yourself up to meet those goals than with this course? But I have to ask, this is the beginning of the year. So what is next for, I know you're not going to sit back and rest now. I know you're going to keep going with this momentum. So what do you have planned for the rest of this year? Do you have any goals for what you want to accomplish?
So 2024 is going to be another big year, hopefully. obviously still build and expand the Knit Confidence course. I would love a few of your listeners to join. But I am later this year going to look at doing a serger course as well. So it will be a pretty basic serger course, mainly how to thread your machine, how to troubleshoot tension issues, how to do a couple of basic things like sew in the round, start and finish your seams, that sort of thing. I've got the course all sort of planned out. It'll be another 4-module course with a bonus module. And then you'll be able to purchase those as a combo as well. So you'll be able to do, because they go hand in hand. I don't go a lot into how to use your serger in the Knit Confidence course. Like, we talk about the best stitches and settings and things, but I don't really troubleshoot a lot of tension issues, because sergers in themselves, as we just talked about, are a bit of a beast themselves.
They are. They need their own course.
Yes. Yeah. So that will be a course in itself as well. And then I am in February, I think, hosting an event, which if you join my mailing list, you'll get a sneak peek about that as well. So that is going to be a worldwide event. I'm in the stages of planning it and working on it. So, I'll make
exciting.
Sure there's my link to sign up for updates on that too.
Yeah, and we will also be adding any information into our newsletter as well. So if you're already subscribed to that, you will see that information as well.
Yes. But also for anyone that wants to join the course, I am excited to offer the Social Hour listeners a bonus module for free. So if you want to, you can get the bonus module for free, which I'll share the code with the girls and they can pop it in the link below and all the areas and things.
That's amazing. Thank you, Megan. I know I know we have listeners who have expressed to us how they want to learn to sew knits or get into garment sewing specifically with knits, and they're not sure how to get started, or they tried and been frustrated. So I think knowing that they can get that extra bonus content in addition for free with through, you know, our code that we're going to have in the description, I mean, that's such a gift to them, and I appreciate you offering that to them. Thank you. So thank you from our listeners to you. Yes, it's very sweet. And then once they go through that course, and then they can do your serger course when it's ready.
Yeah.
And it's just all about building that growth. I love how you set a foundation.
Like,
as an educator myself, I do pride myself in really building that foundation for all sewists that I'm teaching. And I recognize that in you. So from one educator to another, I really appreciate that you do that. It does help a lot in setting them up for success.
Well, that's what it's all about, is successful sewing. And, you know, I think that's why it's a good idea to do courses like this. And I've had people ask me, you know, I'm a beginner. Is this course for me? Absolutely. Because like we talked about before as well, I think if you try something and you are just kind of like throwing mud at a wall, seeing what'll stick, you can often be discouraged because you're like, oh, it didn't work. I'm not sure. And then you don't want to continue, which makes me sad because sewing is amazing. And, you know, the sewing community in general, like worldwide, I think is amazing. I'm in Australia, you're in America, Ashley's in Canada. Like, we've all met through the sewing world. I love it. You know, it's really, it's a cool community.
It is. It really can feel very small and supportive. And we've talked about that so many times. And I'm just grateful that our podcast has brought us all three together.
I know.
Because it's just, I don't know, it's just so sweet. And then, you know, over the last year and a half, Ashley and I have met so many amazing people through doing this podcast. But then to watch you all grow and over this last year and build your businesses and your brands and whatever you're making or selling or you're teaching or whatever, it's just, for me, that's been so rewarding to just be a part of that process or to be able to share that process with our community of what everybody is doing that we've had on. I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm just so freaking proud.
it's pretty nice because we do keep tabs on all of our guests, and we are always creeping and seeing what you guys are doing. So we do appreciate
it. We're always cheering for you, whether you realize it or not. And I don't know. I mean, once a cheerleader, always a cheerleader. So, go sewing. Was that not obvious? Was that not obvious? I mean, come on. Like,
well, I'm the one who's judging the cheerleader.
I don't think I ever told either of you, but one from my last, like being a guest on your podcast, one lady who listens to your podcast, Helen, she started following me, and then she became a student of mine, like in-person teaching, because she lived nearby. Nice. So yeah, she was a in-person student of mine, and we've become quite good friends. So
that's amazing.
And she found me through the Social Hour.
Wow.
Well, that just made my day.
So cool.
I mean, truly, the fact that we've had an impact on someone's sewing journey from around the world and then brought them into helping find their local sewing community with you. I cannot, and I know I've preached it a million times, I cannot tell you how much I love our online sewing community and the impact it can have. But to be able to connect with people on an in-person level in your local area, I don't know that I have the adjectives in my vocabulary to describe how impactful it can really be. You know, my sewing club that I meet up with once a month, I knew I needed that after I did my sewing retreat, because I knew I couldn't afford or had the PTO to be able to do a sewing retreat every month. But, and as much as I would love to see Ashley every single month, but that's not real life and realistic. But to be able to still fill that cup on a monthly mm-hmm. basis with people in my community that sew at all different types of sewing and niches and ooh. Whatever, I love it. It's just, I don't know. It's wonderful. So I love that she's found you and you guys have become friends. And I just encourage mm-hmm. everyone to find a friend in their area that they can sew with. That it's so rewarding. Again, lack of adjectives today, but if you find a better one, let me know.
It's getting late.
It's so nice. Well, this has been fun. It's been fun to catch up. It's been fun to hear more details about what you've been working on. I mean, obviously we've been watching. I'm so excited for what is to come. And I know this like new course, if the Surgers, is just part of what I'm sure you will end up doing.
Oh gosh.
So if you guys are not following Megan already, you need to go follow her Facebook, Instagram, all the places, YouTube, all the places. We'll have it all linked below, because truly she is one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
One to watch. I mean, even the stuff that you share in your stories, sometimes I'm like, I forgot about that. That's a good tip, you know, or I wouldn't have thought of that. That's fantastic. Like, I feel like I'm always learning something from your stories or from the content that you're sharing. So definitely go check out Megan. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for being on our podcast. We appreciate your time. I know it's hard to, with a busy schedule, to etch out time for things like this, but we really appreciate it. And I know our listeners are going to greatly appreciate your offer and being able to take your course and all that bonus content as well. So thank you for that.
I'll always make time for you ladies.
Aww. I'm just getting all the warm fuzzies over here. I just love it. Oh my gosh. Well, guys, thank you so much. We'll have everything linked for Megan's course, how to sign up, and everything you need to know in the description. So be sure to go check that out. Of course, our newsletter has all that information too. So if you're listening to this podcast and you didn't get our newsletter, it's because you're not signed up. What are you doing? Go sign up for our newsletter over on our website. And then be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can also be in the loop of all this wonderful content that we're working on this year for ourselves. All right, guys, until next time, happy sewing and happy new year.